kind of direction the services went tonight. On my heart, go with the leading of the Spirit and the Lord tonight. Brother Woods was asking men to lift their hands and praise the Lord, and my mind was going 100 miles an hour, and the Lord was speaking to me just as much as I was praising the Lord in my heart, singing songs to Brother John and looking up Scripture at the same time. I said, thank you, Lord, that you can speak to us. Amen. Let's stand for a few minutes. Amen. The Lord is here.
We praise you, Lord.
One of the greatest dangers of a man of God is to damper the Spirit. That is by far my desire tonight, not my desire tonight. I do not want to throw a cog in the wheel. If I thought I was, I'd have stayed right where I was at, Brother John. I'd like to share a few things tonight out of the Gospels, if I could.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let's go. I want to read both accounts tonight. I'm just going as the Lord leads here. Let's go to the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 17, please. Do you believe what these men have said tonight? That
Amen.
Brother John and his exhortations and singing and comments, what Brother Woods has said, that the Lord is coming. Do you believe that?
Amen.
More every day. I got a chance just the other day. I missed service on Sunday. I hated not being here. And I got a chance to talk with my brother, my oldest brother. Hadn't talked with him for several months at any length. And got to go to the book of Revelation. Spend about 25, 30 minutes ministering to him. He made a mistake and asked me a question. And I said, Ed, I wasn't in church today, so you're getting both barrels. And I let him have it. Praise God. If you got Matthew 17, hold that and flip over to Luke chapter 9 and verse 28. The Lord is coming.
Yes, He is.
Eddie asked me about some passages in the book of Revelation. I shared with him, and I am so more assured every day that Jesus is about to come.
Yes, He is.
You can see it. There isn't a sign. I'm not looking for signs anymore.
No.
I'm looking for His coming.
Right.
I'm looking for the door to open up in heaven. I don't know how that's going to transpire, Brother John. All I know is that I'm going to be caught up in the air, going to be in the clouds. I don't know if that door is going to open that John saw in Revelation, if it's going to open and we'll see the Lord. I don't know how all that's going to play. But I know one thing, that my Lord's going to call me and I'm going to meet Him in the air. And then we're going to have that glad reunion day when we come back with the Lord and the devil is no more. Brother John was talking about the devil being gone, and all I could do was say bye-bye. Hallelujah. I'm glad he's going. I long for the day when there's no more accuser of the brethren. There's no one that brings division and hardship and problems and pain and agony. I can be free in the power of God. I'm longing for the coming of my Lord, Savior, Master King. Hallelujah. 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 I'd like to speak to you just a few more moments about going in God's direction. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 28, Luke chapter 9 and verse 28. And it came to pass about 8 days after these things, he took Peter, John, and James, and went up into a mountain to pray. I'll get it in a minute. You just bear with me. I miss it. You hang on there. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistening. And behold, there talked with him two men. They were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of what? His decease, which should be accomplished at Jerusalem. Verse 32. But Peter and they that were with him were what? Heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory and two men that stood with him. Matthew chapter 17. Same account, same place. After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter and James and John, his brethren, bringeth them into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. Behold, there appeared unto him Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, It is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. Can you say amen to the Word of God? You may be seated. Jesus is coming to the end of His final days on earth. It will not be long till we'll be heading to Jerusalem. Luke tells us that that's what those men that appeared unto Him were talking about. They're talking about His death on the cross at Jerusalem, the things that are going to suffer. Now, I'd like, there's that one conversation. When I get to glory, I'd like to ask Him. I'd like to know a little bit more about it. What was you talking about? Was you fellas encouraging the Lord? Was you just coming to Him and saying, This is coming, you need to know it, you've been prepared? What was the conversation about? Jesus has made it to the final stage of perfection on earth. He has come to a place where He has been tempted and tried by that old devil we were talking about, and He has proven to be true. He is ready to be taken up unto glory. That's why His transformation takes place. He no longer needs an earthly body. He has conquered sin. He has walked in this face of the earth and looked at the devil and said, I'll not bow to you. I'll not give in. And the Lord has found Him faithful. God has looked down and said, I am ready to receive you unto myself. But all of a sudden, Moses and Elijah comes. Maybe they were telling Him, Jesus, you know you got to go through with it. Now we can surmise all day long about the conversation. All I know is they were talking about His death in Jerusalem. And the Lord's ready to die. He's ready to go. And all of a sudden, right in the midst of it all, He has already separated those three. He's taken Peter, James, and John. And there they are asleep. Jesus Christ has a direction. At this stage of the ministry of our Lord, He has one objective, Brother John, and it's to make that cross. It's to go to Jerusalem, to pay the sin debt, to restore you and I back to God. What Adam could not do, my Lord and Master was willing to go the extra mile to set us free. He had a direction, Brother Al. He was going to Calvary. He wasn't letting nothing get in His way. And someone come down. Those men come down representing the law and the prophets. And they said, Jesus, this is your death. This is what's going to happen. And I believe tonight they encouraged our Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus is ready to go to Jerusalem. First thing I want to ask you tonight, or are you asleep at the wheel? Jesus' direction was to go to the cross. But as soon as these men woke up and they saw Him, the first thing they're ready to do is build a tabernacle. You go back over just a few pages back in chapter 16 of Matthew, you'll read where our Lord began to tell His disciples, I'm about ready to suffer and die. And Peter says, No, Lord, be it far from you. This is not going to happen. And He said, Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou savorest the things of man and not of God. Jesus has got a direction, and it's Calvary. But the disciples don't have the same direction.
Right. Amen.
Some of the problems we can't shout is because we're going in a different direction that God is trying to take us. It takes us a while to praise God and raise our hand because we're going in a direction we should not go. What direction are you going in? Are you asleep at the wheel? Or are you ready to praise and shout and give honor to God's graces and glory?
Go ahead.
Those men missed the battle, Brother John. They was asleep. Not only was they physically asleep, but they were spiritually asleep at the wheel. Jesus is trying to tell them, this is where I'm going. That's where I'm headed. And they could not understand the Word of God. God's been speaking to our church. I don't believe He's left us directionless. God's been speaking to us by His Spirit, through His Word, through the teaching, through the instruction, through prophecy, through tongues and interpretation. God wants to be our God. He wants to establish a work in Washington, North Carolina, with Brother Al and Brother John and Brother Nathan and Brother Emma and Sister Randy and Sister Angel. He's got a direction, but are you asleep at the wheel?
Come on, man. Go ahead.
Well, glory! God's got a way for you and I to go. He's got a path for us. But are you on it? Are you laboring? Are you working? Are you praying? Are you looking for the coming of the Lord? Hallelujah! I'll tell you, if we was looking for the coming of the Lord, we wouldn't be saying, let's build a tabernacle. We'd be saying, let's go down to Jerusalem. Because that's where the glory's at. Get my thoughts just a minute. That'd be all right. Not only that, but my breath. I've been painting all day. I got more fumes in my lungs than I can shake a stick at. Jesus tells me, voice thunders from heaven. Hey, look up. There they are. Thank you, Lord. These men get their bearings. Part of the problem that we can't get in the direction of God is because we're spiritually asleep. And we got to take such a long time to get awake. That's the way it is at nighttime. You know how many, I've heard Brother Al talk about that toast oven in the middle of the night, you know? Because you ain't quite all there, you know? You ain't got your bearings just right. And sometimes that's the way we are in God. God's got a direction. He's trying to point us in and get us going. And we're still fumbling at the spiritual mouth. We ain't got our prayer life where it needs to be. And we're standing out there and there's someone walks in that needs help. And we ain't ready to help them. We ain't ready to pray. We're not ready to hear the voice of God. And there we are. We're asleep. We know we want to go that way. We know it's the right way, but we ain't got our bearings because we're not ready. I'm glad God's waking us up. If they walk in this church, I don't care if you look at me and think I fell out of the stupid tree. If God tells me to tell the drunkard or the stranger to come to this altar and pray, this preacher's getting up. And I'm saying, come on, because that's what God's told us to do. We got a direction, and we need to do it. We can't shout in Walmart. We can't pray. We can't walk up to a cripple and lay hands on it because we're spiritually asleep. God's got a direction for you and I. And you better wake up. God wants to use us. It'll only be those that'll be alert and awake, that'll be calm in spirit that Brother Woods talked about tonight, with a ready mind and a willing heart that says, I'm here. Send me, Lord, send me. They finally got their bearings. Those disciples looked up and there the glory of the Lord is. He's shining. Literally like looking into the sun. The light of the Lord is shining upon them and all of that glory. I don't know how they made them out. They looked and they knew. Man, these men had done been dead for several hundred years. They're dead. Gone. They didn't have, they didn't have Kodak. They didn't have olden meals. They didn't have a picture of what these men were. But I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord began to speak to them and told them in their heart of mind. They knew this man's Elijah and this man is Moses. God illuminated their understanding. You and I can get awake and we get our bearings. The Spirit of the Lord will illuminate us in the right way we're to go if we're willing to listen to the Spirit of God. God's got a direct. And we need to hear it.
Amen.
They look up there and they see them figures are shining. The glory of the Lord shining about him, and old Peter, the bold man that he was. Lord, it's good for us to be here. Let's make some tabernacles. Literally, let's put down some stakes. Let's just stay right here. I want you to know something. The battlefield is not in the glory of God. It's in Jerusalem.
Right.
The souls will be won in Jerusalem on the cross. Not up there in the glory of God. Not on the mountain. We don't need to drive down stakes when the presence of God's moving. We need to go out and get on the battlefield and labor to bring men into the kingdom of God.
Glory.
I said it's good for us to be here. Let's make some tabernacles. Let's make this a holy place. One for you to live in, and one for Elijah to live in, and one for Moses to live in. We'll just stay right around the mountain. God had a direction. It was Jerusalem. Peter still hasn't got it. It's not on the mountain. Jesus didn't come to stay on the mountain. He came for Jerusalem and the cross.
Right.
Yes.
They still haven't got it, Sister Knox. They may be awake now. They may be able to see clearly. They understand what's going on. The Spirit of the Lord has woke them up. But they still don't understand the direction of God. They're still ready. Peter has already been rebuked because Jesus is not staying.
Amen.
One more chapter, the next chapter, he says, let's drive down stakes and put a dwelling place for you to abide in. Jesus, you're going to stay. This time, it isn't Jesus that speaks. There's a voice out of the cloud that thunders. And, man, I can't even imagine. The thunders of the Lord crawl down and says, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye Him.
Right.
How long? The second question I want to ask you. The first one, or are you asleep at the wheel? And the second one is, are you still hearing the voice of God? You may not always have the right direction. There's times we make bad decisions, Brother Woods. There's times we get on a path that seems like we're going nowhere. We didn't mean it. We had pure hearts. I believe that Peter had a pure heart. He just couldn't think clearly. He couldn't see clearly. That's why Jesus told him, the devil desires to sift you as wheat, but I'm going to pray for you. He never prayed for that old hard-hearted Judas, but for Peter he did.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on.
When God knows we're making a mistake and we cannot even see it, there's going to be a thundering voice. And I say, Lord, thunder a little louder. I say, God, shout a little higher above my hearing that I'll know the right way to go.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Peter, your problem is you're not listening to my Son. Hear ye Him. Hallelujah. Not Elijah, not Moses, not on the mountain, but listen to what Jesus has got to say. Are you hearing from the Lord?
Hallelujah.
How long's it been since the Lord out of nowhere spoke to you, changed your whole direction, got you on a new path, and going a different way? It's good to hear the thunderings of the Lord speak to you and put you on the right path. God has a direction. Are you asleep at the wheel? Are you hearing His voice? God will not leave us, let us go astray. He won't let us go too far, Brother Woods. He won't let us fall off the end of the earth, even if it feels like we can't make it any longer. Jesus is right there to lay His hand on your shoulder and say, fear not.
Amen.
Our Lord will not let us fall astray when our hearts are right with God.
Amen.
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 That's right.
God's been speaking to me and I want to get a message. I want to study it. It's going to take a while because I almost got to do this book cover to cover. But there's one overriding factor that we've got to get to in my heart, my mind, what the Lord's speaking to me. And that is that we need to love God. That's all there is. First commandment, first of the two. Love God, love your fellow man. That's it. Even the first of the 10 is putting your heart in God, loving God. I sat back there tonight and I heard Brother Woods talking and saying some things, and I was just resonating in my heart, and I was already thinking, and he talked about deferment. You know one reason I love God? Because he holds it all together, Brother Woods. He holds it all together. He holds this firmament together, and the power of this world and the universe, it's held together by the Word of God. His love holds this world together. Not only did it hold it together, but I am fearfully and wonderfully made. My heart pumps, my lungs breathe, my kidneys work. Why? Because God holds it together. Glory! Hallelujah! Not only does He hold me together, He holds my marriage together. That's why I love Him first and my family second, because at any moment the family can go away. God holds my family together. Not only that, He's the good shepherd. He holds our church together. That's why I love Him. Because He holds it together.
Right, amen.
God won't let us go so far if we're listening. We may be right there looking in the face of God and saying, Lord, this is the direction to go. But if our ears are open, you'll hear the voice of God as clear as day, thundering in your heart saying, you're not going in my direction. You need to turn around. Or it might be just that way. Well done, son. Keep right on trucking.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God loves us so much. If we'll listen to His voice and we won't be asleep at the wheel, He'll bring us back together.
Hallelujah. Glory to God, brother. Woo! Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
These disciples, they're looking at all this unfolding. They don't understand it. It makes absolutely no sense to them. They're directionless. Even though God's speaking to them, they're directionless. I ask you tonight, are you directionless? I believe it was Sunday that Brother Woods asked. I wasn't here, but I got the rundown from my children. Brother Woods talked about that. Do you really know what God wants for you? Do you know the direction you're to be going? What God has for you? Where are you headed? What's the plan for your life? God has a job for us to do. And He's got a direction, but are you thinking about it? Are you even praying about it? I want you to know something. This preacher right here, I pray it every day. God, show me what you want me to do. Show me where you want me to go. What to say, when to say it, how to say it. Because I can't move. I live and move and have my very being in God. I cannot function if God don't tell me how to do it.
Right. Hallelujah.
Fourth question I want to ask, do you understand that? Do you understand what God's doing? Do you understand where God's heading in our church? You know one of the directions I feel God's leading? He's been doing it now for several years, that every person in this church be filled with the Spirit of God. I believe that's the direction God's heading us. And He's leading us, men that are hungry and thirsting, to be filled with the Spirit. That's where we got that. If you don't have that, that's the beginning of the road. Get on it. That's the best. You want to know the right direction? Get on that road. It'll lead you there.
Go ahead. Amen.
We don't know where to go without the Spirit of God. We don't know what to say. We need to be prompted by the leading and the direction of the Holy Ghost to know what to do in life. God has already told us that this church is reaching other countries. He told us He was going to do that long before we had men calling from Peru and from Haiti and from Africa. Long before we ever had a thought that somebody from this church would ever step on shores of Africa. But that's opening there. That door's maybe a future possibility. And Mexico and others, we didn't plan for that. But God told us before it happened that it was going to happen. Are you planning for it? Are you putting money in the kitty for it? You know, we got a ticket fund for those men that are traveling. Are you putting money in it? Are you putting money into Africa? Are you putting money in the plate to keep the mission fund? Our radios, our CDs go out all the time. Are you putting money to keep those CDs aflowing? I want you to know the real preaching of the Word in our country's a diet, and we've got an opportunity to get it out there. Are we going in God's direction?
Preach. Come on, brother. Preach.
Little slight deviation with some practical application. God wants to show us the right way, church. He wants to put us in the right path. I believe that's what He told us tonight. God's coming. I'm looking for that. I'm longing for that. But I got to occupy till He comes. I got to work. I got to labor. The old song says we'll work till Jesus comes. I need to keep on going. I'm longing for that day. It makes me happy. If I didn't have that hope, I'd be a miserable, miserable man. But I know He's coming. But while I wait, I need to know the direction of God. Fourth question I want to ask you. Are you ready to come down off the mountain? One of the hardest things we have to do is change our direction. You've got to change everything about your person. How you think. I want you to know something. In light of our economy, about 3 weeks ago, I had it in my heart, when gas was still right around the $3 mark, to go fill up all my cans. And you know what? I couldn't, Brother Doug, because I didn't have no money. I didn't have no more room on the credit card. I drove by today and looked at that $3.79. I said, man, I wish I'd have had the money. I want to tell you something. I don't want to be standing on Judgment Day and saying, I wish I'd prayed.
Come on.
I don't have to use an excuse of money. I've got the reason. I can get the right direction right now. I don't have to wait until it's too late. God wants me to come down. He wants to speak to us and say Jerusalem is the place to be. That's the goal. And they had to come off the mountain and go to Jerusalem. Are you willing to change your direction? This old time way is still true, Brother John. It's a 100% commitment. God will accept nothing less. It's either all or it's nothing. God doesn't take half worship and half praise. It's either you're in or you're out. You're either on board or you're out. There's not two sides of the fence. You're either ready to go. And the hard part is to change direction. You've been taught to go one way so hard and you've been going for it so hard. I'm looking at the changing in our economy, and I'm trying to prepare a little bit. Trying to get a little food together in case that a can of beans goes to $10. Trying to lay up some things. You know what? God's my keeper. I know that. I'm not building an underground bunker. I'm not getting down 30 feet deep. I mean, I ain't trying to get away. God, if it happens tomorrow, they're going to be looting and plundering and take all the beans I got. But if God wants me to have it, I'll do it. Why? Because that's the direction our country's going in.
Right.
For the last several years, financial advisors, Christian advisors has been telling this country, get out of debt. Get out of debt. Get out of debt. Our economy's falling apart. They've been preaching it now. I remember hearing it for 6 years, 5 or 6 years. Now we're there. And I'll tell you, it's almost impossible to get out of debt because if you ain't got money, you can't pay the bill. I got a point to my madness. Hang with me. So I've been trying to change my direction. Running to Walmart every time that you need toothpaste today and tomorrow you need shampoo. And the day after that, you got to go get toilet paper. And I've been saying, I got to change my direction. Make a list and check it twice. And make one trip to Walmart. Gas costs a lot.
Yeah.
And if I'm out and working, you stay home. I'll go get it. Why? Because our country has changed directions, Brother Doug. And we got to change with it. Now, you can keep on riding the horse. You can keep on spending and end up down the bankruptcy court. I don't wish to get there. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be there spiritually. God's got a direction. And if it means I need to change to get on the right path with God, I'm going to change the way I think. I'm going to change the way I go. Why? Because I'm coming off the mountain. Because God has a direction for us.
Right, brother. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I don't care how your parents done it or how the churches of old done it. You better know this book and know how it's done.
Right.
If someone preaches it, it needs to be backed up out of this book. We need to know the direction that God has for us. Is God changing your direction? Or are you listening to that? Are you willing to hear the thunderings of the voice of God that says, God, I want to go that way? This is my beloved Son. Hear ye Him. That's still the command for us. God is still speaking to listen to the voice of our Lord and Savior. I looked around and I thought sometimes it takes us so much to get on fire, to get moved, to get stirring. I know we're tired. I know it's Wednesday. There, you ain't no tireder than I am. I've done painted an entire house ceiling today, painted it yesterday, and I'm tired. I come, had to take two Tylenol and four ibuprofen just to get my back to quit hurting to get here. But God has a direction for us to go.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Are you listening to the voice of God? Now, that ain't too much. Four points the Lord laid on my heart right before I stood up. God's got a direction for us. And are you willing to change for it? Are you willing to get up and say, Lord, I want to go? Or are you asleep at the wheel? Are you asleep at the wheel? God's calling us out. God's trying to prepare us. He doesn't want us to be asleep when the bridegroom comes. He wants us to be alert and awake to the enemies and the devices of the devil. We need to be on guard around us to know what God is doing for us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When the Lord could have left us, Brother John, the Lord, God had given him His eternal body, right there, transfigured. Over there in Corinthians, Paul says that one day that this mortal shall put on immortality, that we're going to be changed. Jesus already received it. Jesus had already received that glorified body, standing right there on the mountain right in front of Him. He had been changed and was ready to be received. But He loved us so much that He came off the mountain and He stayed the course. And He went the direction that He was intended to go. Why do we want to do any less? Why do we want to keep in our direction? Why do we want to sit back and say, but it ain't me, Brother Emily. I have a different personality. God's moving this way, but I don't think just like that. Well, you need to change your way of thinking. God wants to call us up. He wants to change us.
Yeah.
Our problem is we don't want to change our habits. It takes work. If you haven't prayed, it takes a while to get back on that prayer chain. Your body ain't used to it. It's laborsome to get down there and get your mind focused until heaven falls. I'm the Spirit of the Lord. You ain't telling me nothing this preacher ain't already experienced. There ain't a one of us any different than when we're all the same. We get down, we're tired. You lay down, or you sit down to read, and man, out you go. You sit down, you try to think, you can't get your mind clear. But I'm telling you, stay the direction, and you'll hear from the throne of heaven. The voice of God will speak to you and draw you out and let you see the right direction.
Amen.
Are you going in God's direction? Let's stand, please. I don't know what time it is and really don't care. I still feel like singing. I want those musicians to come. I'd like to sing just a little bit. I want Brother Woods to keep leading. He's doing a good job. I'm going to sit down now. I've had my say. I feel good. Done what the Lord said. Are you going in God's direction? Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What
we say?
I don't know. That's Brother John.
Come on,
Brother John. I ain't no song leader.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 Glory. Praise the name. Praise the name.